A week ago in Washington, a group of 10 senators, 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats, calling themselves the Gang of 10, announced a bipartisan plan that they say would break the country's energy stalemate. The highlight is $84 billion in tax credits and subsidies for alternative fuels and renewables. They intend to pay for it in part by eliminating $30 billion in tax breaks for energy companies and require that the federal government get its cut of revenue from Gulf of Mexico oil leases. U.S. consumers would receive tax breaks of up to $7,500 for buying vehicles that run on alternative fuels. But problematic for some are provisions for offshore drilling in the eastern Gulf of Mexico and the southeast Atlantic. That makes it unpalatable for environmentalists in Florida like Mark Ferrillo of Progress Florida.
Well, the cornerstone of the plan, unfortunately, is to basically give away millions and millions more acres of the public's land to the oil companies. And that's why we feel it is a compromise that is not in the best interest of the American public and certainly not Floridians.
The language in the Gang of Ten's proposal would remove the current protection that Florida has off its Gulf Coast from 125 miles to just 50 miles. Again, Progress Florida's Mark Ferrillo.
It's really just the camel's nose under the tent. I mean, first it was 300, then we compromised last year and allowed 125-mile buffer zone. Now they want us to compromise again, and it would be a 50-mile buffer zone. And then next year they'll be coming back with a 25-mile buffer zone. So we're adamantly opposed to this.
Although Democrats and opinion writers have made it clear that it would probably take at least 7 years for any oil to be produced from drilling off of Florida's Gulf Coast, that doesn't seem to be deterring the American public. A recent Quinnipiac poll showed even 60% of Floridians support the idea. House Speaker Marco Rubio has just released a video on the internet advocating for citizens to sign a petition, drill here, drill now, pay less.
And so now is the time for us to begin to exploit all the resources available to us. And that does include alternative energy sources. And that does include biomass and biofuel. But it should also include petroleum reserves that our country has that have not been used, have not been drilled for, have not been explored, and need to be, especially now with the economic impacts that this is having throughout our economy. It's common sense. A small minority of people in this country oppose this, and they do so on grounds that are not factually based. I encourage you to get informed, and when you do, when you get all the facts, I believe you'll reach the same conclusion I have.
Connecticut Independent Senator Joe Lieberman also supports offshore drilling, saying it will have a downward effect on oil futures. He's not part of the Senate's Gang of Ten, but says he wants it as part of a comprehensive energy plan he says is necessary for Congress to pass.
We ought to regulate better the speculation on the commodities markets. We ought to authorize offshore oil drilling. We ought to give a little help to nuclear power. We ought to adopt some of the ideas that have been put forward by the bipartisan group to close some loopholes that oil companies are benefiting now from on taxes, and put that money into a real kind of man-to-the-moon kind of program to develop alternative energy, wind, solar, biofuels, electric cars, and all the rest. I mean, this is a crisis.
Hours after the Gang of Ten released their agenda on August 1st, Barack Obama said he supported the basic provisions in it, including the idea of considering offshore drilling. David Sandalo is an advisor to Obama on energy issues.
He doesn't see that as a especially important or meaningful part of addressing the crisis that's currently facing Americans, which is high gasoline prices. But as part of a larger package of answers, he's open to talking about it, particularly if it's combined with measures like moving Americans toward plug-in electric vehicles and improving energy efficiency in our vehicles, things that will really make a difference in the long run.
Mark Ferrillo from Progress Florida says he's not too worried that Obama or the majority of Democrats will follow the Republicans on the issue, even though it's gaining traction as gas hovers around the $4 a gallon mark.
We're definitely concerned, but the alarm bells aren't going off yet. And that's because Senator Obama has still consistently said that drilling is not the answer. And that is the truth. And we would be far more concerned if he was agreeing with the Republicans and their gimmick that expanded offshore drilling is going to lower gas prices. We are hoping that Senator Obama does not get behind this compromise in any major way, but we are glad that he's not latching onto the same rhetoric as the Republicans about drilling being the answer.